Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to a brand new episode of The Voice Note. The pleasure is all mine. One thing you probably know about me by now is I love surrounding myself with people who love talking shit. And this week is absolutely no different because I'm chatting with pop culture princess Fionnuala J, my good pal, about the Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj feud, which has taken up probably too much of my life in the last week or so. And also, we're deep diving the Grammys, not the awards, but the saga behind the scenes, mainly Taylor Swift ignoring Celine Dion. Now, before we get into it, I'm heading to New York City next week and I'm absolutely buzzing. I'm going on a solo trip. I'm about to be insufferable. The content is going to be constant. But while I'm there, I'm kind of like, would I ever record a podcast? So if anyone's in New York and wants to hop on a pod, I'm sure we could find something to talk about. But anyway, in the meantime, back to this week's episode. Enjoy. There's been loads of stuff happening this week, and who else could I have with me to do it? Only the Irish version of an unproblematic president, Miss Fionnuala Jones. Do you know the phones?
Thanks.
I was going to call you, what's the dead one, Joan Rivers, but she's more fashion.
Yeah. What's that supposed to mean?
Well, like, you don't comment on fashion.
Yeah.
You serve looks. But you don't comment on fashion.
Oh, you're such a licker.
I know, I'm tight.
I serve looks and I serve what?
That's about it.
Yeah.
What are you serving? What are you cooking up?
Nothing.
Not an awful lot.
Thanks.
No, I needed to deep dive a few different things.
Yeah.
So who else would I have on? Only the pop culture princess herself.
Oh, great.
You know what I mean? So thanks for joining me.
Not at all. Delighted to be here.
First of all, what about Demi Lovato?
What about Demi Lovato?
Demi Lovato.
Why do you keep saying Demi Lovato?
Demi Lovato.
Are you able to pronounce your T's? Can we do a few practice runs?
Wait, no, you're from Cole.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's Demi Lovato, like.
You're saying Lovato,
yeah,
like bravado, Lovato.
But it takes more effort to say Lovato.
But that's her name, so maybe make the effort.
But I say tomato.
Yeah, so why aren't you saying Lovato?
I said
no,
tomato.
No, you're not. You're changing it now. You said tomato.
I said, no, I didn't. I said bacon, lettuce and tomato. It's we're recording.
I know we are, regretfully. What about her anyway?
Bacon,
what was she
lettuce
up to?
And tomato.
Stop talking about BLTs.
So she was singing at a charity event for heart disease.
Yeah.
And she sang Heart Attack.
It's kind of why I'm obsessed with her as a celebrity. You
but
know
like,
what I mean?
Come on.
But look, you read the headline and it is quite funny, but then you click into it and it's like, she has this whole big spiel as to why she did
yeah,
it and
it
she like
clickbait.
Explained it before. Oh, it was such clickbait, but at the same time, it's also really funny to see the viral clips of her like running around, whatever the equivalent is,
yeah.
of Rochestown Park Hotel
yeah.
in Los Angeles,
yeah.
being like, if I ever did that, I think I'd have a heart. these people who have previously suffered
heart attacks.
You know what I mean? Blowing their eardrums as well with the headline, Demi Lovato sings heart attack at an event supporting people with cardiovascular disease.
Did she have to apologise?
No, I don't think she apologised, but I think she did come out and was like, no, babe, like this, it was very much like the Lady Doth Profess
too much. She meant to do that, didn't she?
Oh yeah, no, it was absolutely
because like, it was one of those things, and like this happens all the time with celebrities. It's kind of like the Zara campaign. You know, the Zara campaign that got binned because it bared striking resemblance to scenes in Gaza,
yeah.
Right? How does it get from concept to almost being like done?
Yeah.
And no one questions it.
I don't know.
I was like, did anybody question? Or are they out to call it quits for Demi Lovato? Demi Lovato.
Demi, you need to stop with the
Demi Lovato. Demi
Lovato.
Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato. Anyway.
That's what our next album should be called, actually.
They will have adorned. They will have been loca.
This is unhinged.
The last thing that anybody needed this week.
Yeah.
Was another podcast discussing one of the greatest global conflicts of our time.
Mm.
Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion. By the time this comes out, everyone will have deep dived it loads of times, but like, I'll be honest with you, it has been my mindfulness for the last week. If I wanted to switch off, I'll go on TikTok and I'll search one of their names, or I'll go on to X and I'll scroll, because there's so much stuff about it.
Mm.
It has been absolutely hilarious. Just in case there's anybody who is living under a rock, what has happened? So basically, a week and a half ago, Megan released this new track called Hiss, right? And it opens with this warning where she's doing this like warning to people who...
She's essentially saying, I'm paraphrasing here, but she's like, I'm not holding back anymore. Like, I need to get some things off my chest and then I'm putting it all to bed, right? So it's seen from the start, it's like, okay, you're coming at this from on the offense as opposed to on the defense.
Totally.
Yeah.
And like in the little warning she gives at the beginning. Now, I didn't hear the track until I found out that there was a big hullabaloo.
Until there was beef, yeah.
So then I thought that she had recorded this and put it at the start of the track, but actually that wasn't the case.
No.
It was always on the track.
Why would you think that?
Because this is the way my mind works, right? But like basically, what she's doing is she's basically telling anyone that's mentioning her or talking about her to go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
Right, which is everybody in the world at the moment. So we can all go fuck ourselves.
Yeah.
But in it, one of the lyrics is, these hoes don't be mad at Megan. These hoes be mad at Megan's Law. Now, who are the hoes? The Barbs.
So this is the big thing, right? Barbs, which is Nicki Minaj's fan base, interpreted this song as a diss towards Nicki. But it's actually a diss, I think it's more a diss track towards Drake, right? Because Drake has dissed her in the past. Megan has dissed her in the past. There's like references to walking around with the same scars, right? Because there's a lot of rumors around Drake and plastic surgery that he's allegedly had, allegedly not, potentially has had BBL.
In all the deep diving that I've done now, I've never once heard Drake being brought up, so I'm glad that you are.
But see, this is the thing. These bars that you're specifically referring to, these hoes don't be mad at Megan, these hoes mad at Megan's Law. This is what's kind of swallowed up the narrative because that's being interpreted as a dig at Nicki, which I think it is because... The law is in relation to sex offenders and
it's about
sex
making it's about making information free for sex offenders.
Yeah.
Or for people to know about sex offenders. So basically it's a federal law in America, and I'm sure we have the same one here.
Yeah.
Where any information about sex offenders is made public so that people know what they're up to basically, right?
So why people are thinking that it's about Nicki is because her husband, Kenneth Petty,
Is a convicted sex offender,
essentially.
Yeah.
And prior to this, there's loads of tracks where, well, they had collaborated together previously on a song of Megan's called Hot Girl Summer, and it was really seemed to be like Megan's looked up to Nicki, and they seemed to be very cordial. And then Megan had all the success with WAP, with Cardi B and Nicki do not get on.
Can I stop you there for a sec? Cardi B and Nicki don't get on. That's been going on for years.
Years.
Though. Wasn't there a thing at New York Fashion Week?
Oh yeah.
There was a thing in New York Fashion Week where there was like there were fisticuffs, aren't they?
Yeah. One of them threw a shoe at the other one. I think Cardi threw a shoe at Nicki.
Nicki,
not Megan.
But wasn't there pictures of Cardi B leaving with a big mark in her head?
Potentially, yeah. I would also believe that.
I think there has been. I can remember seeing that, but I don't know if that's actually true or not.
Anyway, they have like a long history of beef, whatever. Megan obviously has this huge hit with Cardi in WAP. They kind of seem to unfollow each other then, and then it just seems like Nikki's at a track called Seeing Green, where she kind of took aim at her. Red Ruby DeSleaze as well. And Megan hasn't said anything. And even in response to the response to his, she stayed pretty much
silent. She's pretty much said nothing, right? It was essentially what happened was, I think the Barbs popped off first.
Mm.
So Nicki Minaj's fan base were like, this is a huge diss to her. They were obviously aware that there was this argument going on between them, or that there's this like a long lasting feud, right? Mm. And I suppose you could read into Megan's Law being about her. First of all, her husband, as you said, Kenneth Petty. But that was like in the back in the 90s,
yeah,
right?
But her brother
is actually convicted of like assaulting a child.
Yeah.
And that was more recent.
Mm.
And she's spoken out in the past in support of her brother.
Yeah.
So like that's problematic alone.
Yeah. There are allegations that Nikki went after
totally.
Kenneth Petty's victim, like has yeah. like kind of been harassing her.
Yeah. So then obviously, as you said, Megan didn't really respond at all. Nikki couldn't be tamed, right? I don't know. Have you been have you seen in the lives?
Yeah. Everything is such a hard watch.
She literally went on Twitter for 3 days straight and was just finding stuff and retweeting it and doing everything in her power to just drag Megan down. And all of the time, Megan, I think, like, once put up a meme.
But it was her laughing. Yeah. Laughing.
Basically, that's all she's done the whole time, right? Nikki now is bringing up this thing of when they were friendly.
Mm.
That Megan apparently had, like, encouraged her to drink when she was pregnant and told her that if she does get pregnant, that she should be getting an abortion. So Nikki keeps bringing up that now.
Mm.
And now everyone, all of the Barbs are obviously jumping on Megan because of that. And it's basically going so unhinged. Then in the lives, Nikki keeps bringing up the fact that Megan's mom passed away, right? So I don't know if you heard this or not, right? She keeps bringing it up. She mentions it in Bigfoot, which we'll get into in a second. But now, apparently, Megan Thee Stallion's mother's grave is under tight security because the Barbs are going to the graveyard. And what are they doing? I don't know what they're doing there.
Well, see, this is the thing, because the Barbs online then are trying to be like, there's no proof. So we don't know if there was actually people turning up and there was threats of something.
Yeah.
Or they're just doing it as a security measure. But it's like the most insane. We are a month and a few days into 2024, and this is one of the stories we're dealing with.
Yeah,
like, it's so grim, it's insane, it's like in totally. Some ways like darkly hilarious.
No,
it's,
I know, and like it is funny, and it's interesting to deep dive, right? But you know,
I also just love a good beef. I love a good rap.
Totally,
beef.
But they're also, people are comparing Nicki Minaj now to Donald Trump because they're saying that she's inciting violence. The same way that Donald Trump didn't stop people from storming the Capitol.
Oh my God.
Like, come on.
Get Lady Gaga on the case.
Absolutely.
I looked for evidence.
Nikki releases a diss track in response, right?
Mm.
And like, I ain't no rap artist. I'm a girly trash pop girl, right? And I don't know rap very well, but I can tell you now that it's terrible. The lyrics are so bad.
It's not so bad.
It's like she just came up with it. I've taught poetry to children. I've seen better limericks than this, right? First of all, what I should say is it's called Bigfoot, right? And it references Megan, obviously. But what we should say is, like, Megan is 6 foot, right? So she's a tall girl, like, you know what I mean? So she's obviously, like, drawing reference to the size of her body. And she's also drawing reference to the size of Megan's feet, right? She says, bad bitch, she likes 6 foot. I call her Bigfoot, right? So she's referring to her big feet, right? So I just thought we could play a quick game. I'm going to call it Walk a Mile in my Long Louboutin. It's kind of like a quiz.
Okay.
Do you know what size foot Megan is?
No.
If you had to give a guess, in US size.
In US size?
Yeah.
You want me to fucking do shoe conversions?
Well, I think for men anyway, US size is just one size more.
Oh, is it?
So like if I'm a 9 in UK, I'm a 10 in US.
Okay, flex.
I'm actually size 12.
UK,
13 US.
Maybe a 9?
She's a size 10 US.
Okay.
Right, which is...
She should be a size 9 here.
Yeah, that's not huge, is it?
No.
What size foot are you?
6.
Babe, you're not a 6.
I am a 6. I'm like 6.5.
Babe, your big toes are 6.
I'm a 6.5.
But anyway, to put it into context, what I want you to guess now is, what celebrities have feet the same size or bigger than Megan Thee Stallion?
Okay, it's Megan Trainor. I don't know, she gives big feet energy.
I think Dua Lipa gives big feet energy.
No, she gives wide feet energy.
Okay.
She gives, has to shop in the wide section, right. But I wouldn't say necessarily.
I'm going to give you some of these. You're going to tell me if they're bigger or smaller than Megan. Paris Hilton.
Smaller.
Bigger. Yeah, she's a size 11.
Okay.
She's a size 11. Elle Macpherson.
Okay, random. Supermodel, so small. 7.
12.
What?
Size 12. Look it up. Size 12.
6.
Size 12. Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet. This is a trap. Okay, 11.
She's 11 as well. Bigger than Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh my
Kate
God.
Kate Winslet's feet are bigger than Megan Thee Stallion. Whoopi Goldberg, bigger than Megan Thee Stallion. Not what surprised. Size? 11.
Okay.
I couldn't get anyone bigger than Elle Macpherson, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Which shook me to the core.
That is, she doesn't give big feet energy.
What about Tyra?
Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
I suppose, what other Tyra?
Tyra Sanchez.
Tyra Sanchez. Size 10 as well?
11.5.
Okay.
A size and a half bigger than Megan.
And a half, yeah.
Kendall Jenner.
Maybe something with the models. Maybe it is just when you're tall, you have bigger feet.
Kendall Jenner has the same size feet as Megan Thee Stallion, but no one's calling Kendall Jenner out on it.
Yeah.
Now, I saw pictures of her feet when I was looking this up.
Yeah.
Carnage.
I'd hate to see her search history.
Yeah, I... Sick. Honestly, at this point, from this alone, I should be arrested. Megan's law. Moving on from there, what else does she say? Oh, she says... In the song, she says, "The bitch fell off. I said, get up on your..." I love this. "Get up on your good foot. Because you got shot."
Oh, that's not funny, like.
She got... Obviously, Megan Thee Stallion got shot in the foot by her boyfriend.
Well, they weren't. I don't know if they were together at the time, but...
But are they together now?
He's in jail, Padraig.
But are they still together?
No!
Is he in jail because he shot her in the foot?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know if we should be going down this road with this.
I'm not, like, but, like, it is, like, come on. Look, you're not going to get that cancelled anyway. Anyway, she says, "The bitch fell off. I said, get up on your good foot." I think that's hilarious. What else did she say? "This little begging whore talking about Megan's law. For a free bet, you could hit Megan raw." Like, is that poetry?
I mean, it certainly rhymes.
It certainly rhymes, but it's something that she came up with the last minute.
She's done better than this, is the thing, which is the
issue. I'm just concerned about this and Nikki. I'm kind of wondering, is this the end of Nikki's career now?
Is it the end?
I think she's...
Is it the beginning of the end? I don't know if it's the end, but I think it might be the beginning of the end.
I think it's, like, people are really turning on her because of this, aren't they?
She's not one to be seen to uplift other female artists.
I agree. And I also think that she's very threatened because of her age.
Yeah.
I think she sees Megan as someone who's going to obviously be better than her.
Yeah.
And it's just going to, like, have some grace and decorum, babe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We all age.
All the grace and decorum of a reversing dump truck.
Yeah, exactly. With her big foot. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think it'll fizzle out or do you think it'll continue?
I don't know. I could see... I actually think Megan is taking the right approach by not acknowledging it at all.
Totally, like.
But I think it will definitely... I think... If she's just signed a new deal with Warner, so I think Megan would probably have an album and maybe she might say something there.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
think she'll say anything publicly in terms of promotion or in interviews or whatever. I could see Nikki trying to clap back again, but she really shouldn't because, like,
that's what it's giving. Yeah. That's what it's giving. It's actually embarrassing behaviour from a grown woman.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So we just have to wait and see. But then at the same time, I do kind of want it to continue. Is it going to be one of those long-standing things? And then something apparent me is kind of like, are they doing it on purpose?
I was just about to ask you, do you think there's any chance that they plotted it together? Because someone was DMing me about it and was very like, Nikki would do it for a check. And I'm like, I don't know though, because especially how much it's like undermining her overall rap legacy at the minute.
I've become very skeptical about like things like this.
Yeah.
Like reality TV, for example, I don't believe a single word of it anymore. Mm. I'm hooked to it. But I think so, and we know because people come out and speak about it afterwards, whereas like years ago they wouldn't, or wouldn't shock me at all.
Mm.
But like Nikki's last track, what was the latest track that she did there recently, just before Christmas?
Well, she's had the Pink Friday 2, her...
But did it ever pop off? Did it pop off the way it used to for her?
No, and like critically it wasn't very... Like some of the tracks have gone decently viral, but in terms of actual commerciality and critically, yeah. I don't know if it was that well praised.
My thing about Nicki Minaj now is... She could have said, look, this could, you know, drum up a bit of publicity for me. But if she did, and it was a plan, it's fucking backfired.
Yeah.
Because she's painted herself in such a bad way.
Yeah, and I also just think because the subject matter is so serious and some of the bars and the barbs, no pun intended, that are being thrown are like very fucking mean.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the man. She kept, in one of the lives, she keeps being like, she cried and she lied. She cried. She like about the man. About the man's.
And
death.
We've seen like videos of Megan, and like she's talked very openly about her mental health. The song before his called Cobra is essentially like it goes so fucking hard. It's a great song, but like lyrically, it's talking about her struggling with mental health and stuff like that. Yeah, and even she did. Don't know the name of the song, but when she was a musical guest on SNL, she does this like pageant performance, and again she's talking about her mental health. Like she lost her grandmother and her mother in the space of not a long amount of time.
Yeah.
She's like, orphaned, she's the same age as us. She's kind of having all the success, but also kind of falling off at the same time because she wasn't really having, this is where the conspiracy theories are coming in, because she wasn't really having the same kind of success commercially and on the charts. And then this has all happened. And it, to be honest, it has kind of buoyed his because Nicki's reaction. But sorry, I don't think it's fake. I don't think it's a setup. I think genuinely Megan was just like, fuck you, Nicki. Fuck you, Drake. Fuck you, whoever else. Because she references a few other people in the song.
And
Nicki is very reactive. And Nicki was like, fuck this. And did what she does best, which is like mobilize the barbs, come online, talk about it, write the song, which I just don't think is great either. And I think she would have benefited
shocking.
Either waiting, like sometimes being first is not the best. Yeah, sitting on it. I don't know, but that's what I think happened.
Yeah, no, totally. As well, it's kind of like you can get so lost in the circus of it all because it is. It's something that's so camp, like, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely
ridiculous. But then at the same time, there's something about it where I'm kind of like, what happened to like women, particularly black women, building up other black women and not tearing them down?
But you're seeing a lot of people saying, you know, because Nicki's collaborated with Ice Spice before.
Yeah.
And like seeing how she's kind of supported her and stuff, people are saying that it's because like she doesn't feel threatened by Ice Spice, but it's because she feels threatened by these other, like Megan
and stuff.
So like I wouldn't be surprised. Obviously. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like I wonder when Ice Spice's turn will be.
I'd love for them to go off now and make a track together.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Just can't see it.
I can't either.
Nicki has beat like Remy Ma's another one. I think Lil Kim, she's gonna go at like.
She needs to calm down.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This weekend saw the Grammys.
Mm.
The Grammys were on Sunday. Now, the thing about the Grammys for me is I never really know who wins them because it's always the saga behind the scenes that I get involved in or that I'm consumed by. Now, I did see a tweet that was like, apparently, a lot of the winners and stuff are like the people that are nominated. They buy the nominations. Did you ever hear this?
I haven't heard that, no.
So basically that like a lot of the production companies are the labels behind the biggest artists will like pay for the nomination. So that they'll pay allegedly to be nominated for all these awards. Now I don't think it'll influence the outcome. But then I'm kinda like a lot of them were very questionable this year.
Who do you think was questionable?
Well, you know me and my distaste for Miss Swift.
Yeah.
Right? And I know you're a fan. Right.
I am a fan, but I don't agree with all of the wins to talk about.
Look, Taylor won Best Album.
Yeah.
Right, for Midnights. First of all, I'm kind of like, how many fucking albums does she have? And then
she's about to release another
one. Then
she,
and then when she goes up for...
Top Vocal Album, I think, again for Midnights, and she went up and she said... And I'm sorry, leading into this... leading into the Grammys, like her website went down and all the social media went black and white. So people thought she was announcing because she's in the middle of re-recording.
Yeah,
people knew something. People knew that something was up, but people thought it was going to be that she was announcing Reputation. The re-record of that.
She's working on that, isn't she?
She is working on that, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not confirmed, but it's heavily, heavily, heavily being hinted at that that's the next one. Because she only has two left.
Yeah.
So it's been heavily hinted that it's the next one and like the black and white kind of fit the motif, right? So she wins Best Pop Vocal Album for Midnight. She goes up on stage and is like, again, heavily paraphrasing, thanks, Mel.
She basically, she dedicates it to the fans.
Yeah, and... thanks to the fans. I have a new album. It's coming out April 19th. It's called The Tortured Poets. Basement. I keep getting the fucking album name wrong.
I feel tortured by the fact that she has another album coming out.
Poets Department.
It feels like every time I have a mental breakdown, she has another album.
And they're which not is even all the like, time. And they're not even soundtracking it for you. That's so sad.
No, like, do you know what? I'm going to say something, right? And I'm not tearing her down.
You know here, Potter, you need to be so careful because this week you think the Barbs are bad.
I know.
Swifties could kill you.
But she's a greedy bitch.
Okay, but that's the thing. I think she's very... because there's an argument now, like, whether we're going to hit, like, peak Swift. And I do think we are. I think
we're going to be oversaturated by her.
Yeah, and I think this might be the turning point, because some of the other talking points, the Grammys, which I'm sure we'll get into.
Yeah.
But I can see from her perspective, she's like, I'm the most popular I've ever been. I'm making so much money. Why would I stop?
It's kind of the Joanne McNally effect. You know what I mean? where it's like, I'll do 3 nights in Vickers Street. And then I end up doing 300 of them.
People are buying tickets, people are buying albums. Why would you stop?
Absolutely, cash in while you can.
Yeah.
But the best thing about Joanne McNally is she's going to go off and take it easy for a while.
I can't do this Joanne McNally reference.
Why that I'm comparing the two of them? Well, Joanne McNally is my Taylor Swift.
Fair, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I will go to the ends of the earth for Joanne McNally, but I won't for Taylor Swift.
What are Joanne McNally's stands called?
Proseccis. I don't know, but
that's what you can say.
But like, if Joanne McNally has no fans, I'm dead.
Yeah. So you're not going to be streaming fucking.
Well,
tortured,
no, you see, the thing about
Torture Poets,
I'm dreading June because I know it's going to be Swiftmania.
Oh, because the Eras.
Because the Eras tour.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of like, look.
And the new album will be out at that point.
No. I can't sit here across from you and tell you that I don't love Shake It Off.
Yeah.
Right? Our Bad Blood.
But see, that's... So, yeah, you're not a Swiftie because you're like...
No, I'm not. And I don't know what it is. Now, she didn't look great either.
Yeah, that's...
The hair was shocking.
The stylist needs to be sacked.
The stylist needs to be... For a woman with all of her money.
Yeah.
What is the story with her and Lana Del Rey?
So, Jack Antonoff is like her long-time producer. He's the fella there with the glasses.
Yeah, he's cute.
Yeah, he's done loads of her records before and he worked on... Lana Del Rey's most recent one that she was nominated for as well. And Lana Del Rey was on her most recent album, Midnight. So they're like kind of friends now, I don't know.
So they're friends and then...
Well, like they're friends in by association,
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
But why does she drag Lana Del Rey up on the stage? That was public humiliation.
Okay, so she won for Album of the Year for Midnight. I think there was an argument that she, you know, like because Lana was on the album, she wanted to celebrate the moment with her.
Yeah, but no for Nula. Imagine you winning Best Podcast of the Podcast Awards and because I did one episode of Flop Culture you brought me up. I'd be like, you can actually shove up your whole.
I'm going to drag up. I wouldn't want to be dragged up and she definitely doesn't want to be,
But it was so funny because it was giving Barbenheimer because Taylor Swift was in white and then Lana looked like she was going to her husband's seven husbands' funeral and she's just standing in the background and it was like public humiliation.
Yeah, it was.
Now, that wasn't the biggest saga of the whole night for me.
Yeah, that's the saga.
It was the saga was when she did win Best Album, it was presented by Celine Dion, right? I was absolutely shook to the core to even see Celine Dion. In my head, Celine Dion was bedbound.
Mm.
From all
same,
of...
Same,
right?
Yeah.
So, when
she's,
I...
we should say, for anyone that's not familiar, she has what's called stiff person syndrome.
Yeah.
Not a condition I'm hugely familiar with, but like,
no.
She's pulled out of touring. I think her manager or someone gave an update recently that was like, yeah, she's not great.
No.
Essentially.
Now, she walked out, she looked amazing.
Yeah.
She was like really confident. The reception she got was incredible.
Yeah.
She looked fabulous. Again, she walked out. I was shook to the core that she was even walking because that was what it was painted to us like in the media.
Yeah, because again, not hugely familiar, but from what I understand, she can have like kind of involuntary spasms and stuff like that.
Yeah, and eventually it's something to do with the muscles in that like eventually like she's going to lose, I suppose, control maybe.
Yeah.
Like it is a very serious.
Yeah.
Illness.
So
and
her son's,
she's incredibly young.
Yeah, her son's escorting her out and she's talking about this and she presents the award. Taylor Swift wins.
She's
Taylor
got,
drags Lana by the ankles and Jack's
all the way up,
and all the
right?
team. Yeah.
Everyone's congratulating her. Celine hands her the award. Taylor does not even look in her direction, right? She doesn't even make eye contact with Celine Dion to the point where you can see, because it's like from behind, Celine turning around and it's just, it's violent.
Mm.
And I know what you're going to say.
Right. I don't think you do.
No, I do.
Okay.
I feel like you're going to be like, yeah, but like, what would you do? Like, because you're going to get up, like, if you're getting the award and everyone's looking at you.
You're so nasty. Do you know that?
But like, you're going to stand up for her here.
I'm going to be honest. The first time I did watch this, I watched it as a clip. And I replied to you and I was like, I don't, I'm not really seeing what, that is actually what I said. I said, what else could she have done? And you said, thanked her. Which, I mean, again, fair enough, right? Then I watched it in the context of the whole show. And looking back on it again, I was like, not great, right? The one thing I will say is she seems genuinely shocked to have won.
Bullshit.
The thing is, right, they know they're going to win something because that's how they guarantee that they're going to be there, right? That's why Jay-Z was there accepting that Dr. Dre made up award. You know what I mean? Not, okay. Not sorry, I don't
so
want to say
anyone
up,
that. Anyone that's winning an award knows they're winning something.
Again,
that's just another load of shite.
Not confirmed, but I would assume. It's a conspiracy theory, we'll say, right?
But yeah, it makes sense. Why else would they bother?
She wins a lot of the Grammys anyway, so I'd say she knew she was in for a shout and whatever. Some of the categories, maybe not all, right? I think people thought SZA might get the Album of the Year category. And also, Taylor already won maybe 2 awards that night, mm-hmm. whatever. She seemed genuinely shocked. She definitely should have acknowledged her. I don't think she did it maliciously. We've seen photos of them together after, since, and they're all hugging, whatever.
Yeah.
I've also seen other things then that potentially people have been told not to hug her because of her condition. But then I was like, but then why were they hugging backstage? But
she could have, like, what it was for me is, right, in fairness. And
it is
since,
rude. It, did, since it does look rude.
That was the first clip, and out of context, she looks really rude, right? And I'm not a huge fan of her. I can't deny her talent, right? Mm. When Celine walked out, there's a clip of Taylor Swift singing along to it, and it like looks delighted to see Celine, right?
Yeah.
There's also obviously pictures of the two of them afterwards that they got together, but she should have said thank you to her. I just think she wasn't ignoring Celine. I just think she was being rude in general, and I suppose that's because I think she's rude. She's rude. She's just rude. It didn't matter who was going to be up there. She was going to ignore them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas if that was me, I'd be like freaking out.
But
especially
if it
was Celine Dion.
Yeah, but I just don't know if it's rudeness or if it's just like kind of caught in the moment.
Well, like you can call it what you want.
Yeah, but the thing is now, I think it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter if she... And I don't think she will come out and say anything, truly. I think they deliberately took the picture to kind of get it out there in hopes that it would quell it.
The picture is honestly fixed.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I think it was like, okay, we need to get a pic together now. But even if both of them are like, this is so silly, whatever.
Yeah.
It kind of doesn't matter because it's given... It's adding fuel to the fire of the Taylor haters who are like very strongly against like the NFL coverage, who aren't fans of her music, who are just done with the tired of the celebrity. Or even potentially Swifties who are like, Jesus, we're at oversaturation point. I'm a bit done.
Yeah.
It's adding, that's why I really feel like we're at a turning point now in terms of her public image and stuff.
She's like Drag Race. It's just, we just had too much of it.
Yeah.
And I just can think the best thing that she could do now is the Eras Tour is going to be so successful for her, right?
Mm.
I'm going to be jealous that I'm not going there because whether I like it or not, she's got some bangers. I don't know what it is that I don't really like about her. I think she's just a bit moany, right?
Is it misogyny?
Obviously not. I just licked Celine Dion's hole.
Yeah.
I'm going to be jealous that I'm not there.
Would you go if you got a ticket?
Yeah, brilliant. I would. But it would have to be free.
Okay.
You're
not getting a free ticket, just FYI.
Mark my fucking words, I bet you I will.
Well, no, but this isn't like 2017, when they were throwing away tickets.
But I'm going to make it my business now just to prove you wrong.
Brilliant, yeah.
I think that once the year's tour is over, she needs to sit down. She needs to Joanne McNally. She needs to just take it easy.
She needs to start a podcast with Vogue
Williams. She needs to know when to bow out. And she needs to get out of there.
But this, see, this is what I thought she was going to do, right? I thought she was going to finish the re-records, so there will be 2 of them this year.
Christ, and like then, she's so insufferable, she has to record everything twice.
And
I know why, but come on.
And then leave it, and then tee it up so that she was going to do the Super Bowl next year, so 2025, Jesus. Because I think she wants to do the Super Bowl, but I don't think she can do it until they're all re-recorded.
Well, thank God it's then, because I'm going to New York next week, and I'm going over on Super Bowl Sunday, and if it was her, I'd be in the hotel.
Yeah, but the Super Bowl isn't on in bloody New York, is it?
I know, but I'd be slipping it up in Times Square.
You'd be immersed in it. Where are you going to watch Usher? Usher's doing that.
Babe, I'm going to the gay bars, and if there's no Super Bowl on, I don't care.
Okay.
Is it Usher?
Yeah. The gay's like Raymond, don't they?
He's not problematic, is he? Is there a special guest?
Do you know who I think it is? Justin Bieber. Because he's back performing live for the first time in 2 years. And like Usher was originally a mentor of Justin Bieber. If it's Justin Bieber, I'm gonna piss my pants.
I nearly prefer Taylor Swift.
Hardly! Are you serious? But anyway, sorry, to go back to my point. So I thought she was going to do the 2 albums, do the Super Bowl, and then kind of go to ground. But now there's a part of me that also feels like, because people are getting so annoyed about her living publicly, which, not being funny, she has every right to, and we are as responsible because we're feeding the machine. A part of me wonders if she's now being so public out of spite. And you also have to bear in mind, like, she kind of went to ground for a while as well. This is the most public she's been in years. But now I'm also still wondering, okay, maybe she does this album, she does the two other re-records, and then she takes a break.
Did you see the clip when she announces the album, and then it like zoom, it goes around the room to like different people, and everyone's just like slow clapping?
Yeah.
Everyone's allergic.
I don't think
even Ed Sheeran was like, what the fuck?
I don't think it had the impact that we'll say, like, when she announced Midnight.
Yeah. No, it didn't.
When she announced Midnight, it was like, wah! And I felt actually excited, because I am a Swiftie.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I saw this and I was like, oh, because I think Edward Paul was Reputation, and then I was like, oh, it's a different album, and like, apparently it's about Joe Alwyn, and
we just have to learn, it's like we've learned the new lyrics again.
And is she going to change the set list for the Eras Tour? I don't know, that's a mess.
What I thought straight away. I was like, that's going to throw the whole thing off.
No, I actually don't think it is. I think the set list is going to remain pretty much the same, but then she usually does like a surprise song per city acoustically, I'd say that's where she's going to slot them in.
Okay.
But I'd say it's going to be essentially, because you can't be changing the set list that much, you'd be fucking wrecked. With how long it is, how much she's travelling, nah.
I'll let you know when I get my free ticket.
I'm going to be there, babe. Yeah, I'll be going with you. Is your other free ticket?
I'll be waiting inside.
You'll be going, it's my plus one of them.
I don't know,
shape
babe.
Of your body. I can't believe I don't have a ticket yet.
I might be washing my hair that
night. Is anyone selling them, genuinely?
I told you I'd get a free one. I'll give you
one. You're not getting a free one. Well, I don't care about your free one. I'm asking about me, myself. A ticket that I want to spend my good, hard, earned, honest money on, unlike you, sponger.
Moving on from there, you've mentioned him already. Jay-Z also won.
Mentioned him.
You've mentioned Jay-Z there. He also won an award. He won the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award.
Okay, brilliant.
What for?
His global impact.
Okay.
On music.
He goes up and he accepts the award. He brings Blue Ivy with him.
Yeah.
Why the fuck was she up there?
She's a Grammy winner.
What did she win the Grammy for again?
She's like Goo Goo Gaga-ing on one of...
That's
his
fucking
songs.
So stupid. Do you
no,
know what
it's actually really smart. Do you know what artists do that? It's so they can get royalties for as long as they live. If they're a featured artist. That's why DJ Khaled is...
What they did with their children...
Yeah.
Was...
What are you about to say?
Was...
I'm scared.
They did what, like, you know, the celebs that hide their kids do. Stop bringing her up on stage.
That's so hateful.
There was no need for her to be up on that stage. He didn't win. He didn't win because of her babbling, though.
Mm.
He won because of his global impact.
I don't really know why he did bring her up.
It's just because she's one of those children that will throw a strop if she doesn't get her way.
No, I don't think people
also,
think that.
Come on, Fionnuala. And also, the girl doesn't need to work. The girl doesn't need royalties.
I know, I do hate
them. They're the richest family in the whole entire world.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
True.
She's the bop off her mum as well. Speaking of which, what about her grey wig?
Beyonce?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't a fan of the look, but I think there's lots of rumours that do you know the way Renaissance was Act 1?
Yeah.
There's a lot of rumours that Act 2 is a country album, so I think she's kind of soft launching that with the cowboy hat.
Well, there's something going on there.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't know what was going on. Because the Grammys are pretty glitzy and glammy, like.
I didn't even know she was there. Well, no, like, it's glitzy and glammy.
Well, she
kind of
went very under
well.
The radar.
Yeah,
didn't
I didn't even know she was there.
Can
genuinely.
We discuss his acceptance speech?
Yeah, we absolutely can.
So he goes off on one, basically, right? So he's obviously, you know, like, he's referencing, you know, boycotting the Grammys in the past, this and the other. And then he goes off on one because he mentions that Beyonce has never won Best Album. She was nominated last year. She didn't win. She has the most Grammys.
Yeah.
She's 30-odd Grammys,
yeah.
Which is almost double anybody else.
Yeah.
And she's never won Best Album. And he's basically, like, the math ain't mathing. And he uses his opportunity to go up and speak to basically call out the Grammys for not giving her the album. What did you make of it?
You could tell he was nervous, and it was ballsy, I think. I don't really know how well she responded to it.
At one point, he says something along the lines of, some of you shouldn't have even been nominated.
Anyone? Or some of you shouldn't even be in your categories.
Was that a dig at Taylor Swift for winning Best Album?
No, I don't think so. Now, some Swifties are interpreting it as that.
Because it's giving very much Kanye West.
I truly, truly don't think so. I think he means, I think he means more broadly. But I also think he's dead fucking right. Why is, like, it's insane that Beyonce hasn't won. Even, but, take Renaissance out of the question. If you look at, like...
No, it's insane. It's
if you
insane.
Look at self-titled, like, let's talk about self-titled. Let's talk about Lemonade. It's absolutely...
I'll be honest, and I've said this before, I don't think Renaissance is one of her better albums.
Okay.
But I think some of the ones from the past, like, I'm shocked that they haven't won.
Yeah.
Shocked. Now, she does have the most. Does she need any more?
But this is the thing. She gets one. And the issue was with last year with some of the ones she won. It was like, no, I think the one that made her the most nominated Grammy, that was aired on TV. But some of the rest of them weren't aired on television. So it was giving kind of like, oh yeah, okay, like, we'll give you a few, you'll get a few awards, but not the televised ones and not the ones you really want. Yeah. It's just a bit like, I don't know, this is someone who has revolutionised the industry. And I know Taylor Swift has as well, but like, this is someone who's revolutionised the industry.
But she's been around, she's done the graft. Like.
And the art stands up to that as well. It's not just, like, it's not a fucking, oh, we'll give her a prize because of X, Y, Z. Like, the art stands up on its own merits. Yeah. So it's like, what the fuck else does she have to do to get out of here?
Everything she does is a concept.
Mm.
And it's so clever.
Yeah.
And it's so ahead of anybody else.
Yeah.
I think it's a disgrace that she hasn't won Album of the Year.
Yeah. But the, like, it was very awkward. It was very funny to see, because like, Trevor Noah, the host, obviously didn't really acknowledge it after, because he couldn't, obviously. And then you're trying to read Beyonce's expression. Is she like living for it, or is she like, what the fuck, yeah, Jay, get off the fucking stage?
I don't know. I'd love to know what, like, you couldn't read her. There's a funny moment, all right, though, between her and Blue Ivy. Mm. And this is the shortest clip you'll ever see, right? But it's when Dua Lipa's dancing, right? And Blue Ivy turns around and looks at Beyonce and they both just start pissing themselves. It is so funny because they're kind of saying, look at this poor thing trying to dance. Now, I thought she was serving.
I thought she was fine to good. I'm excited for the new song, though.
A lot of people are saying that she was completely underperforming.
Okay. Who?
Babe.
Why would you...
You need to go, okay. I need to give you my Twitter.
Yeah.
And you need to go on and see the gays that I follow. You love them. You are one of them. This is what you do for a living.
Here's the thing, right? I think she, it was hard to kind of isolate it because she was surrounded by so many dancers. I'm excited for the new era. I do like Dua Lipa. Yeah, but like, so at the same time, I think it is
one of the best gigs I've ever been to.
Yes. I love the Future Nostalgia Tour, but it was just a bit like, okay.
Yeah. Other than that, Miley won her first Grammy.
That's insane, isn't it?
I can't believe, leaving just Katy Perry and Nicki Minaj, really.
I can't believe Katy Perry doesn't have a Grammy. It makes me sad.
I thought the same. When I read this today, I was like, oh my God. Like I thought I Kissed a Girl would have had a Grammy.
Does Nicki not have a Grammy?
Nicki doesn't have a Grammy. They're calling her a she got. Because she got none.
She got none.
She got none. She got no Grammy. She got no Oscar. She got no Tony. What I Was Made For, Billie Eilish won Best Song. Obviously the Barbie movie. I hope that means that she'll win the Oscar.
She definitely will win the Oscar.
She'll have to win the Oscar.
I'll drop dead if she doesn't win the Oscar.
I'm Just Ken nominated in the same category.
But it's not going to win.
That better not win.
It's not going to win.
Because if it does, I'll get sick. Also as well, when Mariah Carey announced Miley Cyrus, she called her Myrie. And that's it, basically. Also noted, just for you here.
Yeah.
Who won Best Pop Dance Recording?
Padam, padam, I hear it and I know.
I know how much you love that song.
Yeah. Only her second ever Grammy. That's what I'm saying, like, Grammys don't
see, mean anything. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's actually not reflective of legacy. It's not. Did anything else happen in the Grammys besides awards?
Did you watch Miley's performance where she's doing flowers and she's like, don't pretend like you don't know the song?
Yeah, do you know what I love about her? She was serving Jane Fonda.
Yes!
Wasn't she? Now, she looks incredible.
Dynamite, yeah.
But she was serving Jane Fonda with the hair.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, that's a serve if you ask me.
Yeah.
Babe, thanks so much for popping on with me.
Not at all.
Do you want to tell the people?
Flop culture. I'm selling my wares over there. If you want to hear about flops, head over there.
When am I coming back on?
Wherever you get podcasts. I don't know, actually. You're probably due back, aren't you?
Oh, it's been a while, has it?
You haven't been on in a while. Or on Patreon.
Oh, no, I did. Didn't I do Love is Blind?
Oh, you did. Yeah, yeah, you did Love didn't is Blind. I? You can come out. If the season's coming back, so you can watch it all.
We do the UK one.
We must do the UK one. When's that going to be out?
You probably have someone else booked in on Keen.
I don't fucking... Would you... You and the Unkeen rivalry is so pathetic.
It's not rivalry. It's only rivalry when it comes to you. Thanks,
love
darling.
You.
Love you.
Bye.
If you knew the amount of fighting that I had to edit out of this podcast. In the first 3 minutes, we fought 4 times. But anyway, that's besides the point. Thank you so much for listening. As always, if you want to reach out to me, my Instagram, X and TikTok is Padraig_WMC. Come on over, suggest something for me to talk about. I'd only be delighted to hear from you. And also, don't forget, you can give me a sexy little review here, but only if it's 5-star. I'll be back in 2 weeks' time after my Holly Bops in New York. If anyone knows any rich daddies, send them to my Instagram. Thanks.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.